And I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. This is Inside Europe. German police are investigating the murder of Walter Lübcke, who is a prominent politician and member of Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats. Police say the 65-year-old was shot in the head at close range and no weapon was found. DW's political correspondent Thomas Barrow has been following this story. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Keith. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, welcome back to Inside Europe. Tell us more, about the politician, first of all.
Walter Lübcke was not necessarily well known nationally, but he was an important figure locally and regionally in the state of Hesse. That's where the city of Frankfurt is located, and the city of Kassel, close to where he used to live. And he was a regional politician. He was described as a president of a district council, and that's an office that has around 1,200 employees. And basically, by everyone who was interviewed after his death, they described him as someone who was well-liked, who was a good boss. People in Hesse said they were in a sort of collective shock because Walter Lübcke, who was, as you say, a member of the CDU, was someone well-liked. But there's another side of the story, Keith, because in 2015, during a meeting in Hessen, he said something along the lines that people who don't share certain values, for example, helping people in need, are welcome to leave the country. That was in reference to the migration crisis and the arrival of so many refugees in Germany in 2015. And that prompted a very big reaction from the far-right scene in Germany.
Mm-hmm. And he was involved in helping the refugees come into Germany. Am I correct in saying that?
Exactly. And that was his sort of key statement, and one that has been repeated since, and one that generated a reaction from the far-right scene. He received threats from far-right groups. A site even published his personal address. There were even reports afterwards that he had been threatened by the Reichsbürger. That's a movement here in Germany that is described as radical and violent. Police are still not sure whether these cases that we're talking about, these threats, have any relation to the actual death of Walter Lübcke, but this is something that has been particularly stressed now as a result of his death, because even on social media after his death, far-right groups and far-right people have been commenting on his death, some even saying that it's a positive thing, his death, and this has generated a lot of reactions from German politicians. In fact, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier said that he found it cynical, tasteless, and abominable that people are commenting positively on social media about the fact that he was killed.
Uh-huh. Okay, now that we know who the politician was, what are the police saying about the actual scene where it happened? Are they even sure that was a murder?
Well, they're exploring all avenues, Keith. The fact that they have not found the weapon, or that no weapon was found in the crime scene, has led them to say that it was probably not a suicide, but they are exploring all possibilities, including whether these issues from 2015 could be related. But again, as far as information that we know, they still haven't been able to find any evidence that these events from 2015 are directly related to this. They have a commission that at first was formed by 20 people investigating this case. Reports now say that it has been increased to 50, and they're asking people for help when it comes to photos or whether they have any information about who might have been around the place where Walter Lübcke was killed. One of the spokespeople of the state criminal police described this as the most important criminal case in Hesse in years. So what started out as something that was local or even regional has turned into something of national importance. And as I said earlier, even German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier had something to say about the case, and in particular about those hate comments that have been appearing on social media afterwards.
And this social media, it's becoming a huge issue. People are being shut down on social media. Their accounts are being just demonetized. Who's going to do something about what's happening on social media?
Well, this has increased a debate here in Germany. It's not a new debate, but it has renewed a debate about what to do with these kinds of hate speech and hate comments online. Germany has, in fact, a law called NetzDG trying to limit in a way hate speech online. There are certain views that say that it hasn't been very successful, others who say that it is a step in the right direction. But in this particular case, there is a renewed debate in Germany as to how authorities and social media platforms should deal with these kind of comments. There was one reaction in the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung newspaper from a Facebook spokesperson saying that Facebook, for example, has clear rules what is permitted and what is not on the social media platform, and that they will review comments, and if they find that those comments are against their rules, they will eliminate them. There are those who say that that under no circumstance is enough, and that there should be more efforts, both from authorities and from the social media platforms, to deal with these instances.
Well, one more question for you, Thomas. I read in the Bild newspaper that investigators are saying that the scene of the killing was somehow changed or manipulated. Have you read that?
I also read that report. Yes, obviously, authorities are a bit wary when it comes to publishing a lot of information about this case, because it's only at the beginning of the investigations. There are, in fact, those reports that you mentioned that there could have been manipulations in the crime scene. But for now, what authorities have said is that they're still investigating all possibilities, and that at least from what they know, it doesn't seem that it was a suicide, and they're looking into all these different issues that we've been discussing to try and identify who was behind it and why Walter Lübcke was killed.
Okay, well, we will watch this with interest. Thomas Sparrow, DW's political correspondent, on the line from Berlin. Thomas, thank you very much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Keith.